Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Drunkle's Den. I'm your host, Drunkle Ross, here with the lovely Chief Keith. Keith, how are we today, my friend?
Doing good. How are we?
Oh, I'm doing fucking beautiful. This is Remembrance Day long weekend.
Starting it off good, aren't we?
Starting off drinking for the vets, buddy.
Listening to a bit of the Trues and Terry Kelly.
Terry Kelly. That's something you have to have on Remembrance Day.
Oh, you gotta.
Fucking Highway to Heroes and A Pittance of Time.
You don't want to be that dick in that music video with his little daughter and he's fucking trying to get shit done when they're having their 2 minutes of silence.
No. You have to fucking have your 2 minutes of silence. It's the only way to do it on the fucking Remembrance Day.
But when I have sex, it's only a minute of silence.
Yeah, and it's fucking 59 minutes of crying.
Yeah. Beat me to it.
Fuck. Any important news happened this week?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Trumper got in.
He did. What a fucking steal that election was.
It was quite crazy. Fucking, even from the start, it was fucking, like, he was leading quite a bit, but then she caught up, so.
Oh, fuck, man. He was leading by at least 100.
Oh, yeah.
And then she caught up. Like, I thought it was real.
It was at New York and California probably would be it.
New York and Cali fucking really got her up there. But, like, after that, it was just all red. It was all red.
Yeah, he got, what did he get, Pennsylvania?
Well, once he got Pennsylvania, that's
Illinois,
pretty much when they called.
Michigan.
Like, yeah. I think Pennsylvania was the last state that he needed, and that's when they called it.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about U.S. politics because I don't live in the fucking U.S., and that's what everybody should understand about this election. Donald Trump is now the president of the United States of America.
Not the world.
Not Canada, not France, not fucking India. The United
States. This isn't
States.
Independence Day.
Independence Day. No, as much as people fucking hate the guy, it's not going to affect you in any way unless you live in the U.S. The tariffs might affect you, but every other policy he has will not.
I'm just waiting for this election.
Oh,
Canadian.
The 2025 election is going
to
be very interesting.
He's got to go.
He's got to go. He fucking dirty old Trudeau's got to go. I'm not one to talk about politics on this show, but fucking dirty Trudeau. Fuck him.
Old Castro. Son of Castro.
Jesus. Well, that's enough about politics before we get fucking canceled on here. We like to do a segment, ladies and gentlemen, called Album of the Week. And Drunkle's Den pick for this week is Metal by Pink Floyd. That was released in 1970 what?
1971. It's a year after Adam Hart Mother came out.
And it predates The Dark Side of the Moon.
That's correct. They released Obscured by Clouds in 1972, and then they released Dark Side of the Moon in 1973. So this, I would say, is the start of their glory years.
Oh, fucking obviously.
Because I liked Adam Hart Mother. A lot of people didn't, but it's not their best. But it showed what they could do, and then metal's really when they started fucking getting good.
Yeah, metal really showed what they could do. Like, fucking, even like, it's almost perfect, but Seamus, the song Seamus, it kind of fucking, kind of.
It's Seamus the dog.
Seamus the
he fucks the song over.
He does. That dog barks for what, 3 minutes of that song?
Yeah, it's only cool in dogs. When the dog's barking there, it makes sense.
That, yeah, Animals is a great album, but we're focusing on metal today.
We are.
What is your favorite song off metal?
Echoes is a good song, but I'm going to say Pillow of Winds.
Pillow of Winds is a fucking beautiful song.
It's very laid back, it's very chill, but that's what I like.
Now, if you own the vinyl album, like I do, you will see
brag about it.
Echoes, oh, I will brag about it because it's a fucking, it's a crown jewel of the collection. But if you own the vinyl album, you'll see that Echoes takes up a whole fucking side of the album because it's 23 minutes long.
Yeah, that's like the fucking early Beatles records.
Fuck, yeah. But Echoes, I would have to say Echoes is probably one of the best songs ever written. It's fucking amazing.
It is. It's very weird, but it's very fucking good.
Oh, especially when they did it in Pompeii, live in Pompeii.
Yeah, to nobody.
Oh, it's one of the best live performances.
To all those fucking people who got hit by that volcano.
Yeah, playing for the dead.
Pretty much.
Just, it's a fucking beautiful album. If you get the chance, minutes. Go and listen to it. Fucking Saint-Tropez. It doesn't sound like Pink Floyd to me, but it still sounds fucking amazing.
That's what I like.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I don't want fucking Pink Floyd on autopilot. I want them to try something different. This is, of course, I'm speaking like it's the 70s. They've been, you know, that music was made fucking 50 years ago.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But still very good.
And it's fucking timeless is what it is.
Yeah. Actually, next year is going to be the 50th anniversary of Wish You Were Here, which is my favorite Pink Floyd album.
Wish You Were Here is a great album.
Which is crazy to think it was released 50 fucking years. It feels like it was so influential and pioneering for the time that it doesn't feel like it was 50 years ago. And the themes are still relevant to today. They're still as pertinent as they were before.
Well, that album's about Syd Barrett, no?
It's about Syd Barrett, but it's also about the music business and how the labels fuck you over.
The labels do fuck you over. If you're going to fucking get into music, fuck the labels.
Otherwise known as The Machine.
The Machine. Welcome to The Machine. That is another great song off that fucking
album.
That
is. No, that's a great
Wish You Were Here album, not the metal album.
We'll talk about that eventually, but... Yeah.
But yeah, no, fucking Pink Floyd is... It's got to be one of the best out there.
Yep. It definitely was. It's definitely the best.
Prog rock out there, that's fucking for sure.
Yeah, well...
Tool can kiss my ass.
Well, there you go. Rile them up. Yeah, I would say it's one of my favorite bands.
Oh, fuck. By far. That and Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath, buddy. That's where it's at. The Dio years.
The very autistic side are coming out of us.
Well, when you talk about music, there's only one side. And Muzak. That is the retard side.
The retard side. That's like 100% of us.
Oh, yeah. No, that's 100%. 100%, yeah.
That is
son of a bitch. I fucked it up
point
twice
is proven.
Row. Jesus Christ. Yeah, let's... Yeah, that just proves my fucking point.
Son of
there.
A bitch. I don't got a joke for that.
Retard this. Oh, fuck. But no. Fucking Pink Floyd metal. It is the album of the week, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage you to listen to it, smoke a big, fat fucking doobskin while you do it, and enjoy the music. And
fucking listen to it.
Fucking listen to it.
Because it's like, what, 23 minutes long, Echoes? But it's fucking, it goes by. You
it
don't
goes
feel
by,
like
but the 8 minutes.
Minutes
of whale noise is kind of fuck you up if
especially
you're
if you're
really
baked. Yeah, it feels like you're dying, and then once it goes away and you hear that first ping, it fucking, it's like the veil of smoke comes out and you fucking,
oh fuck,
you
yeah.
can see the light.
That's like I was discussing with you earlier. I was real fucked up this morning listening to listening to metal. When Echoes came on and it transitioned into the fucking, like just the white noise and the fucking... Like, it's just not music. It's just noise. I was so fucked. I stared at my ceiling for, like, fucking, like, 8 minutes until that first fucking key of the piano comes in. And I was so fucked.
Well, that brings up a good point. But before I go into that, I want to say, yeah, for me, that's fucking... I was talking about this before. It's Black Diamond by Kiss. Because the very end, it just, like, keeps fucking going down and down. And it just sounds like... The music going down in pitch feels like my heart sinking lower and lower.
It feels like you're melting.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, I like it, but like at the time, I'm like, I'm going to die. My heart's going to explode.
Oh, fuck.
But a good point to bring up is you were talking about how it's not music, it's just noise. What is music, though? I mean, music could be anything.
Well, that would fall into your beliefs and philosophy. What is music?
I mean, you know, if someone's banging on a drum, like, yeah, it might not be in time, but like... Still music, is it not?
It might not be music to you, but it is music to somebody else. And that's why I say there are no shitty fucking songs, because everybody has their opinion.
There are shitty songs.
There are shitty songs. But you get my point.
Songs made for money are shitty.
Yes, that is fair.
There's not stupid questions, just stupid fucking people.
Stealing drunkles' clothes.
To continue
clothes.
This conversation, I'm going to light a joint.
We are going to light a joint. Speaking of lighting joints, we are sponsored by absolutely fucking nobody. So we can say whatever the fuck we want.
Shout out to PEI Cannabis for overcharging.
Fuck yeah. Thank you, PEI Cannabis, for paying $172 for an ounce. Fucking assholes.
$172, man. That's a fucking lot of money. What could we do with that?
Drink.
You save that over time? Fuck. You
spend
buy a mansion.
It on beer.
Ooh,
fuck that
ever.
Weed's good. Oh, yeah. If you're listening to the podcast right now, pour a drink, roll a smoke, roll a drink, pour a smoke. Do what you want.
Oh, that
wee. Peel a drink.
Fuck, that's good shit.
Hey, whether you're drinking beer or you're drinking spirits, you're good in my book. As long as you're drinking Guinness.
As long as it has an alcohol content above fucking 3%, you're good.
I gotta
None
find
of that pussy shit. No Bud Light in this household.
Those fucking cold shots are gross.
What the fuck's a cold shot?
It's like those Molsons. They're in like tiny, like 200-milliliter cans. Are like 7%.
Oh,
it's what
yeah,
the it's
I've
what all the
those.
Fucking crackheads
I
around
was
town
gonna
drink.
Say, isn't that what the fucking crackheads?
Because they fucking them? They're cold shots, right? There's like you're supposed to slam them.
Yeah.
And you can get like an 8-pack for like $6. They're super cheap, but like they fuck you up.
Hey man, we might drink Guinness, and a lot of people don't like Guinness. At least we ain't fucking drinking Revs.
If they're not drinking them, it's more for us.
Mm-hmm.
Revs, I'd say, I'd go one further and say White Claws are gross.
White Claws are fucking
disgusting. It tastes like fucking static.
It tastes like you're licking a fucking TV screen. Like, it's fucking terrible.
An old CRT. Like, you're playing
yeah.
fucking the Mario Bros. And Duck Hunt on it.
TVs.
Oh, fuck yeah. Those are classic fucking TVs. Like,
fuck yeah, they are.
You know, the fucking 4K LEDs are cool, but, like, the fucking old-ass TVs that you just punched the shit out of when they didn't work. Or you
oh
just
yeah.
you had to get someone up there to fucking fuck with the cords.
See, that's
fuck with
thing,
the antenna.
That's one thing I'll say about these kids nowadays, and I'm going to sound real fucking old saying this, but kids nowadays, they'll never experience what we did. Like, that was peak childhood.
Well, that's the thing, right? So, every generation has its own fucking nostalgia.
Yeah.
And we have a very, especially being maritime, we have a very niche nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for example, those fucking stupid plastic chairs that we all sat in, we
oh,
see one of those
cool.
and we feel it. Those chairs suck cock, but like
oh,
they're
yeah.
amazing.
I can see the swamp ass fucking piling on those stupid chairs. They're fucked.
I'd fucking like those things are all, or like the shitty wooden desks.
Oh yeah, see,
in not even wooden.
School, I remember
just a wood
in elementary
print.
School in like fucking grade one. I don't know how I remember this. We were there before they got actual individual desks. It was all tables. In elementary school before we got there. Like, it was fucking nuts. I don't know how people could do that nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know, man. What else did we fucking have, man? We had,
we had it all.
The Silly Bands.
Another thing I will fucking mention, all these 90s fucking kids saying, you guys are fucking, you'll never experience 90s fucking kids' fucking childhood. Every fucking person born between 1990 and 2003, I'll say 1995 and 2003, have the same fucking technology, the same
yeah.
childhood.
I don't
it
even
does not matter.
I don't even know what generation we are, because I think Gen Z is like 2005 or whatever the
like.
We're like
a zillennial.
I think we're considered millennial. Mm. I have no idea. I don't really give a fuck because that's just a stupid like it's just a stupid term.
It's fucked. Okay, boomer.
Jesus Christ. You had to fucking, you had to ruin it, didn't you? Holy
I'm
fuck.
Like
also, we should fucking mention, it's fucking hail today.
It did fucking hail today.
It's
like
getting
we mentioned
cold.
The last episode, it was the first official snow, but today, snow is staying on the cars, so ladies and gentlemen, bring out your fucking toques, bring out your parkas, because the next 7 months are going to be cold as shit.
It's going to fucking suck. It's going to be like, yeah, like 7 months of fucking
You know what's
going
to fucking suck? We're out here doing this podcast in an uninsulated garage with a space heater. This is how fucking devoted we are to doing
yeah,
this
Yeah, it's
shit.
Like we're doing the podcast in Haiti. It's a shithole.
Oh, no. Drunkle's Den isn't a shithole.
Just that there's no guerrilla warfare.
It's a shithole for all.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, everyone's going to love it because there's free drinks.
Free drinks.
Especially if you come over and drink that fucking suspicious moonshine.
Yeah,
it's like suspicious stew.
Don't drink the nail polish in the fucking fridge.
Like, am I going to grow a third arm or am I going to go blind? Or am I going
to
have some other
find
superpower?
Out.
Yeah.
Pour yourself a drink, mix it up with that
exactly.
fucking cider.
Everyone's
cider
different.
You got. Where'd you get that cider, by the way?
Fucking Farmer's Market, buy.
Charlottetown Farmer's Market.
$4 for a liter. And you think, hey, you might think, hey, that's kind of expensive. Go to your grocery store. Go to your local grocery store.
You
get shitty processed orange juice for fucking $7 for a 2 liter.
Oh, yeah. Same with apple juice. Like, it's shitty, sugared up fucking garbage. You go and buy
it's
a fucking
80% sugar.
A thing of apple cider there at the Farmer's Market. Man, I'm telling you, it's one of the best fucking things.
I got fucking cider and Royal Reserve whiskey going. So I'm doing pretty well.
And they have everything there. And I will say, the best fucking goddamn samosas I've ever had.
Oh, man.
Come from the
farmers those fucking
market.
Samosas are amazing.
Oh, my God. I'd suck dick
and
for
they're
those.
$2.50. That's fuck all, man.
That is fuck all. compared to what you get at these fucking other restaurants,
yep.
Like, you're paying out the ass for a fucking a shitty
sauce. You're paying $5 for one.
Oh
whereas
yeah.
You can get two for that much. And also, shout out to Deep Roots. That place is fucking awesome.
Deep Roots Distillery, ladies and gentlemen.
They make some great liquor.
They make some real good fucking drinks.
They also have, what else? They got a lot of fucking, man, I wanted to get some bread today, like some fucking fresh sourdough. They
oh,
all
yeah.
sold out because it's that fucking,
it's that good.
Like, scene. Yeah, it's that good and it's that popular.
See, that's
that
the thing.
All
that's
those people
want to
go there.
Farmer's market. Buy fresh. Fuck
yep.
Superstore. Fuck Sobeys. Fuck Loblaws. Fuck. Fuck all these big grocery motherfuckers. If you're going to eat good and buy local. That is the way you fucking should do it.
But here's the problem, though. I've been trying to, like, eat better. I've been trying to fucking, like, make my own shit. It's so goddamn expensive.
It is.
I went to Sobeys because I thought Superstore was expensive. I went to fucking Sobeys. I was like, yeah, I just want to get, like, a little thing of beef. It was $8.
Good luck. If
and
you want to buy a steak, it's even worse.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like...
$26 for a fucking sirloin.
It's
suck
fucked.
My fucking
and it's probably fucking day. Small as shit.
Nah, they were decent size, but they were thin.
Yeah, okay,
that's
yeah.
The only thing. They fucking show you, like, oh, hey, our steaks are fucking great. They're huge. $26.50. The fucking, there's more meat on my prick than there is on that steak, and that's saying something.
It's fucking stupid.
It
man.
Is stupid.
It's better off getting a log of bologna.
Hey, man, don't diss the Newfie steak.
The fucking Newfie steak is the best shit ever.
Newfie steak is fucking amazing. Newfie steak and potatoes, oh, fuck. I've seen people on YouTube, they smoke the fucking bologna logs. That would be a fucking experience.
I think it's like, I think that's a little too rich for a bit of fucking log of bologna.
It's a little too rich for me.
Like, if it's not on a fucking pan drenched in butter, I don't know.
Fuck.
It's not, it's too rich. Not pavo enough.
A little bit of Newfie poutine and some Newfie steak, buddy. That's the way she goes. Fucking way she
fucking
goes.
Fucking rights.
That's the way you want to eat, ladies and gentlemen. Eat like a fucking Maritimer. We're mentioning Newfie steak and potatoes. Excuse me. What about the fucking classic Jig's dinner? Or how we call it on PEI, the boiled dinner.
What's that?
Boiled dinner. That fucking joint's getting you, eh?
Fuck, that hurts.
That fucking joint's getting
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ.
But a Jig's dinner, Newfie dinner, you probably had it. It's like fucking cabbage. Carrots, parsnips, fucking potatoes,
oh yeah, of
onions,
course.
Boil that bitch up, fucking, then you add your ham to it, you fucking, however you want to do your ham.
Corned beef.
Oh, fuck, I fucking love corned beef, that's the Irish in me.
Better that fucking bit of boiled cabbage, too.
Oh, fuck, corned beef and cabbage is a fucking Maritimer fucking...
I don't know, we talked about this before, like, we got garlic fingers, we got donairs.
But we never talk about the classics. Like, we talk about the fast food and shit from the Maritimes, but the classics, the home-cooked fucking dinners,
oh yeah,
that is what makes the Maritimes the Maritimes.
I want to rant a bit, if it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, I got some coupons in the mail.
Oh, here we go.
For a couple different restaurants around the way. And we always throw at the Papa John's because they're so fucking expensive and that place is not
Papa
very
John's,
good.
Fuck my god.
It,
fuck them.
It's not good and it's expensive as fuck. They're like, listen, if you buy a $50 pizza, you get one half off. Wow. Okay, because I really want fucking two large pizzas.
See, that's
so,
me with fucking Domino's. I hate Domino's.
But at least it's cheap. You can get like a large for fucking $12 something.
Yeah, but it sucks. Anyway.
It's still not $50, you know, it's not
fair.
Fucking, if it's fucking my gut, it's one thing. If it's fucking my gut and my wallet, I want a refund. But, so I got the coupons there. And it said, one of the coupons was, you buy a pizza, you got garlic fingers with it. But they're not called garlic fingers.
Garlic sticks.
They're called cheese sticks.
Oh, fuck off.
Because Papa John's a fucking American company. So, I look at that, like, that's the thing we talked about before. They have, I think they have garlic fingers, but they don't call them garlic fingers. They call them fucking cheese sticks or fucking, I don't even know what they call them. They're fucking dipshits, whatever they call them, because I don't care, because they're fucking garlic fingers.
Can I interrupt your rant there for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
That fucking joint got me.
Oh, yeah, good,
oh
eh?
Oh, my God.
It's good weed.
It's real good weed.
Let me see what I got. I forget what I even bought. I just know, okay, let's see here. It's fucking, oh, it's Figure. Oh, man. I fucking love the Figure weed. It's Jungle Fumes.
See, I like the Spinach brand weed. They always fucking did me well.
Looks like it's 30%.
See, I don't get percentages on that.
I don't know. I mean, like, when it's liquor, I understand it, but I don't get the fucking weed
shit. Well, yeah, it's called drunk math.
Yeah. What's going to get me
just real quick when you start drinking?
Listen, if you ever think, like, okay, what's going to get me drunk fast and cheap? It's wine. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I do not understand the science. I wish someone could explain it to us. Maybe we'll get a scientist on the pod one day. We'll ask him about this.
No,
but no, we won't. We're not that. We're not that rich.
We're too pavo.
We can't even pay ourselves a wage.
Yeah, we're doing this for free in the comfort of our fucking.
Yeah, so you better fucking enjoy it. We're putting ourselves on the line for your enjoyment. Anyways, so I wish a fucking scientist could explain this, but I do not understand how wine drunk is different from every other drunk.
The thing is, there's three kinds of fucking drunks. There's beer drunk.
Yep.
There's spirit drunk.
Yep.
And there's wine drunk. Beer drunk, you get stupid.
Well, I'd say there's one more. And that's fucking White Claw drunk, which is what I was. Or seltzer drunk.
Cooler drunk.
Yeah.
Cooler
Black Fly Blackout. That's a maritime thing.
Oh, my God. Coolers are fucking bad because they'll give you a hangover. There's so much sugar in the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They will give you a
that's why I like. Hangover. That's why I like drinking. That's why it kind of sucks drinking Coke with shit, because
yeah.
There's so much sugar in that shit.
That and it rots the fuck out of your gut the next morning.
Yeah,
so
well.
So much fucking bullshit in that.
Gut rot.
But yeah, no, cooler drunk, it makes you fucking dumb. Like, not stupid, because there is a difference between and dumb, and dumb just makes you like a fucking oaf. Stupid, you'll start, you get that jacuzzi, blah, 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 and all that bullshit. But dumb, you don't have to say a word being dumb drunk. You can just fucking go to jump over a fire and land straight in it. You know what
or
I mean?
Or you just look at the guy's face and go, yeah, he's fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah. Meatheads.
I wanted to bring up, though, because I get wine drunk and I'm just, I would say I'm stupid. Yeah, I just get real, I become an inflatable tube man, basically. I can't control my limbs. My arms and legs just go places I don't even know where they're going. But you, when you smoke weed, you hallucinate.
So when I fucking drink wine and smoke weed, I don't know what it is. Because I'll not, fucking joint's almost out. I'll not fucking.
That's
like
fine, I'll roll another one.
I smoke fucking dope like a goddamn chimney, you know what I mean? Like, I look like one of the smokestacks in the Titanic. But when I drink beer and smoke weed, it's fine. When I drink fucking spirits and smoke weed, it's fine. When I drink wine and smoke dope, I fucking hallucinate. I went to fucking bed one night. I was fucked up. Like, I was hammered. I was stoned. I was fucking three winds to the fucking way. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You were full in the bag.
Oh, I was fucked. But I went to bed. And what we do here, ladies and gentlemen, in Drunkle's Den, when the mics aren't hot, we sit, we shoot the shit, and we drink. We have boys over. We do whatever the fuck, like, we say whatever we want, we do whatever we want, we have the boys over, and we drink. But that night, when I went to bed, smoke break,
fucking gotta love it.
I went to bed, and I fucking, you know that fucking state you're in when you're, like, half asleep and half awake?
I've had that definitely, and it's fucking strange. You're still conscious, but you're dreaming.
Yeah, so that was me. Like, I'm laying in my bed face fucking down, like, snuffocating the fucking pillow with my face, drunk as fuck. And I'm
biting the pillow, eh?
Oh, fuck. You know it, sweetie. But I was still having a conversation with you, Dix. I was laying in bed alone in my fucking room, nobody else in the fucking house, except Meemaw. Shout out to fucking Meemaw.
Oh, yeah.
She's the best. We all know that. But there's nobody else in the house but Meemaw. But I was still having a conversation with the fucking three of yous that
that's
were here.
That's fucking crazy.
It is fucking gnarly.
Because I've had the same thing where you're talking about. Where, the thing is, though, it never happens at night. Every time, like, at night, I'm
really?
Fucking wired for sound. Like, I'm completely fucking awake. Completely alert. But, like, let's say it's, like, 2 p.m. or something. I crash hard. And, like, when I was younger, and it still happens this day, where I have that state where I'm, like, whether I, like, am about to fall asleep, but I'm trying to fight it, or I just woke up and my eyes are still closed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm, like, still dreaming. So what would happen a lot is, like, I'd have the sensation where I was falling. Like, I was, like, sinking through my bed.
We've all done that.
It felt amazing, though. It's, like, It's one of those highs that you just cannot get with drugs.
See, it's one of them things. It either feels really fucking good, or it feels really.
See, I've never had like I'm falling where like I'm terrified like a nightmare. I've had like, you feel like it's like the way I describe it is like the lucid dream, not the lucid dream, the
fever dream.
No, like those the float when you do the float tanks.
Where you're floating that shit. Sensory deprivation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like you're floating in that liquid, and you kind of feel like you're falling. But you're not, just because you're kind of like floating in this liquid.
Fuck yeah.
I'd love to do that shit, but I'd have to go in like knowing like what I'm gonna set myself up for, because like I know I'd have a fucking panic attack probably if I did that shit.
Fuck,
but
me,
I'd love to try it.
Powerful. And I smoke like a fucking chimney. See, the thing is, sorry to fucking cut you off there, but I smoke out of a bong, right?
Yeah.
Bong hits are fucking great. But joints fuck me up.
I like them because you can take your time with them.
That's why it fucks me up. I take my time with it. I savor the flavor, and it fucks me right up. But a bong, you could fucking smoke. Jesus. You could fucking smoke like a quarter of a joint in 20 fucking seconds, and you won't feel near as high as a whole joint.
Oh, it fucks me up still.
You know what I mean?
It might just be this weed, because if I put this weed in that bong, I'd be fucking destroyed. Because it's basically like taking like half the joint at once.
No dusties or fucking hash in that motherfucker?
Flower? Straight flower.
Jesus.
See, I could put some keef in later if
you
like.
See, that's one thing I don't get about fucking guys. And I'm not dissing people who do this. I think if you want to fucking smoke dope all fucking day, go for it. But people who do fucking concentrates, I don't know. How, like, I'd be fucking face down on the floor.
Flower's king.
Flower is king.
There's really nothing
it keeps
better.
You modest.
See, this is the funny, this is something that I find fucking so confusing, is I'm fine with hash. I love hash. I think it's great.
Hash is great.
But I can't do keef. It fucking
really
makes me so paranoid. Keef makes me, it drops my heart down to my fucking, down to my stomach, and I can feel every single fucking heartbeat.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, like, when you get that high, that's the one thing about, like, even if you're drinking so much, you're never gonna be like, oh, I'm fucking having a panic attack. You're just like, oh, I'm gonna puke, or I get the spins.
Oh, yeah.
When you get really fucked and high, you're real fucked up. You just, at least for me, it's like, I feel like, holy fuck, like, here's the day, I'm gonna be the first guy that's gonna overdose on weed. It's gonna be me,
well,
I'm gonna be in the history books.
That's just the paranoia that.
I know. See, I've gotten a lot better at dealing with it.
Oh yeah.
I don't meditate or any of that gay shit. I just I basically just go, yeah, listen, it's gonna pass, and I just laugh it off and I have a good time, and it actually works, believe it or not. If you just don't believe yourself, it's you just don't believe yourself.
Like when you greened out at my place, it kind of freaked me out because I've never seen anybody green out before. But
believe me, it was fucking bad.
Oh, I can tell. You passed out my fucking in my shitter.
My legs stopped working. That was scary.
Okay, maybe don't follow that up with you passing out my shitter. That's you passed out my shitter. Oh, my legs stopped working.
Well, that's why I fucking passed out.
Yeah,
I fucking
in my bathroom, not my shitter.
Yeah, but also it felt like I fucking drank a liter of moonshine because my eyes started vignetting,
yeah.
And I couldn't see. My peripheral vision was fucked. I couldn't see anything in my peripheral.
You get that
vision.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah,
you can only
it was
see.
All
in front of you.
It was like a black and white filter.
Oh,
I was in
yeah.
like a fucking, what's that, Buster Keaton?
I have no idea.
Okay, whatever. I was in a Humphrey Bogart movie, basically. It was all black and fucking white, and couldn't see shit. And I was like, man, I gotta piss. And I told myself, I was like, if I get up, I'm not going to make it back. But I was like, I'd rather, like, pass out with no piss in my bladder than pass out with a full bladder. Because I'm not waking up with fucking dirty undies and a dirty pair of pants.
Passed out, pissed your pants, fucking drunk as fuck in the
yeah,
drunk.
Something I do. I don't get the... How the fuck do people, when they're drunk, like, you know you're going to puke.
Right?
And you
know
you're going to piss.
I discussed this last episode.
Like, unless you have, like... Unless you're going through chemotherapy or you have fucking diabetes, I don't know how you shit yourself.
Oh, dude, like, I don't know. Like, people... Like, there's been times where I get fucked up and I almost lose control of the floodgates. And I almost fucking piss myself, but I always manage to get to the fucking urinal to piss or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know how people get that drunk where they know they're going to fucking puke
yep.
and fucking just make an ass of themselves. And B, fucking piss their pants and pass out in their fucking in their lawn. Like, I don't get that.
See, I know I'm going to puke. Like, I know when I'm going to puke. I'm pretty responsible. As you know, the last time I puked, I was like, I told you, like, by the way, I'm going to puke.
Oh, yeah.
So you should pull
because
over.
You're accustomed to that. You've been there quite a few times.
I can feel it because you're trying to swallow it down. You're trying to, like, you know, think about something else.
And it's just, it's something that clicks in you. It's like, yeah, this ain't
going
to work.
But you're also going, I'm going to feel a lot better when I do. So, you know, you do it anyways. But it's like, I feel like the guys that do it, they know. I feel like they don't know because it seems like that projectile vomiting where like it just comes.
Oh my god!
Like,
world of t-shirts.
Because I feel like I have been that. I feel like I've been that sick where I'm like, it just comes out.
Oh yeah,
you
but
just puke.
See, but it's different. Every time I've gotten sick off liquor, which hasn't been a lot, I fucking just fucking almost heaved my fucking colon out of my neck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's bad when I fucking get drunk and puke. But, like, if I'm sick or something like that, it won't be as violent.
Well, when I've been sick, it's fucking, I had food poisoning.
Ugh.
And that was the worst because I'm trying to, my body's trying to puke, but I have nothing left. Like, I'm just, like, I just have basically spit and despair. Spit and anxiety. That's all I have in my body. So,
the worst
trying to puke that out.
The worst sick I've ever been, I'm pretty sure I had strep throat. But I didn't go to the doctor, so it was kind of a toss-up between strep and fucking the vid.
Oh, yeah.
But the worst thing that could ever happen to me, not get paralyzed, not get this, not get that, I could not speak.
That
you
was a fucking blessing. Man,
that
if we could
no
go back to that,
that
would be great. If I could just pay someone to give you strep throat, that would be great.
Oh, my God. But no, it was
yeah,
bad.
I can imagine.
I couldn't even breathe out of my fucking nose. Like, I had to talk through my nose.
Oh, yeah.
It was the worst.
Trying to do anything, like, okay, I feel like because, like, you know, everyone, like, most people just breathe out of their nose, and they don't think about it.
Yeah. Now you are.
Once you can't breathe through your nose, like, it's completely blocked up, you realize how hard it is to do anything. You're talking and you're running out of breath because you can't. Like, you're trying to just do something and you.
Well, you that and you realize you take your fucking taste buds for granted because you can't taste anything.
Can't
you
taste
got
shit.
Up nose.
The thing is, though, I think it's because all that fucking mucus. But this is getting gross. But all that fucking mucus shit. I think it's because of that. Because I think water tastes like fucking shit when I'm sick. It tastes terrible.
Yeah, it's different.
Like everything tastes bad. You either can't taste it or it tastes terrible.
But you know what fucking the best fucking sick remedy is?
Chicken noodle soup.
That too.
Tomato
homemade
soup?
Homemade chicken noodle soup. Not that fucking Campbell's shit.
Tomato soup?
Tomato soup is good, but not for when you're sick. Too much acid in it. But the best thing are those little fucking cups of Lipton soup, the Lipton chicken noodle soup
that's
with
what
the
I,
rice
oh yeah
in it.
Oh
that
oh
is
yeah
the fucking
that's
best.
That's what I was thinking.
Homemade is fucking good.
That
too
and fucking
lemon tea.
I got a fucking question. When I was growing up, fucking, I had to take that fucking, like, it was either, like, cough medicine or just, like, general kids medicine.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Why does it have to taste like fucking ass? Why does it have to taste like fried assholes? Why can't they make medicine that tastes good? I mean, they do, but it doesn't do shit. If you want, like, the shit that actually, like, does anything, you have to taste liquid assholes.
Yeah, but when we were kids, did you never get that fucking banana-flavored shit? Like, it tasted like fucking banana, whatever medicine it was?
Sure, but I'm saying, like, you ever had Buckley's?
Fuck Buckley's.
Like, they even say in the commercials,
I'll suffer.
This tastes like shit, but you're going to get through it. It's like that,
yeah,
but they have
it tastes awful, but it works.
I don't know why.
But you know, that's got to be the best fucking marketing, the best slogan I've ever heard. It tastes awful, but it works. It's fucking honest, and it's true. But medicine fucking sucks.
See,
it tastes
when
like
I was younger,
shit.
I couldn't swallow pills. I was, like, too afraid.
Neither could I.
But now it's, like, it's fine, you know. I'm, like, old, you know. I got the fucking, I get the pill fucking for Monday through Sunday. I'm fine.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fucking haven't taken my dementia medication, but, you know, that's fine.
You know, it's good that you haven't taken your dementia medication.
Yeah, it's good. Anyways, I didn't take my dementia medication.
You didn't take your dementia medication?
No. Oh, yeah, I should probably mention that. I didn't take my dementia medication.
Well, that's enough
anyways,
of that bit.
Yeah, that's fucking, that sucked. That's what I was saying to you. We need to get a Jew writer in here, because we need to get a Jew comedy writer. Because he'd be funny as fuck. He'd be funny as fuck.
Bring back Don Rickles to Drunkle's Den. That guy's the funniest man on the fucking planet.
He is. He was also... Fuck, when he died? I think he died in like 2016. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, no, he died recently.
Like, that's the thing. All of his friends fucking... That would suck. That's what I'm afraid of. All your friends dying, and then you're still alive, kicking. Like, God hates you.
Dino, fucking Frank Sinatra.
That guy made fun of the mob, and he's still fucking... He's still alive.
Oh, fuck yeah. How did this go from medicine tasting like shit to we need a Jew, Don Rickles writer?
Because fucking... They can write some funny shit.
Hell yeah, they can. Hell yeah. But only Don Rickles. No, that's a lie.
They can also make money.
Yes, they can. Don Rickles.
Except
for
Jerry Seinfeld. 2028. Well, this is the thing, though. Jerry Seinfeld's not even funny, but he can make all that money.
Yeah, I never liked Jerry Seinfeld. I've never...
It's that
fair,
clean...
I've never watched
it's
Seinfeld.
That clean humor shit.
Yeah, clean humor. If you're listening to this fucking podcast, you obviously fucking hate clean humor. Because there's nothing clean.
Well, if you fucking listen to this podcast, you obviously fucking hate humor, no matter what it is.
That's true. I see humor every time I look in the mirror. That is when I can fit inside.
Yeah,
mirror.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, I mean, then, you know, thank it shows you that your eyes are still working.
I tried.
Surprised your eyes are not yellow and brown at this point.
Yeah, it's all the smoke, buddy.
No, it's a fucking jaundice.
Look like a minion.
God, well, you fucking ever.
King Bob.
With a massive gut. Fucking rocking the gutsito at my wedding. In
Ray
fucking 100 years.
Kojak got a wig on. That's another good, really good fucking show for the Maritimes, the Trailer Park Boys.
You said a really good, another really good one. What's the first one then?
Drunkle's Den Podcast.
Okay. Wow. All right. That's fair. Fucking, yeah. No, Trailer Park Boys is fucking classic.
Oh, fuck yeah. But the thing is, I will fucking die on this hill. And anybody who fucking says otherwise is a moron. Seasons 1 to 7 were the best. After Swearnet took over, they were in it for the fucking money.
Yeah, it fucking sucks after that. They might be able to act, but they can't write.
I don't know, man. In the later seasons, they cannot act.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you gave, like, okay, if I gave the best actor, like, I don't know who it is, but if you gave the best actor, and you said, listen, write this, and you acted. Just because they can act doesn't mean they can write themselves to act. You know,
true.
A lot of the material, like, because there's, you ever watch a movie or TV show and you're like, man, this actor's great, but he fucking sucks in this. It's probably because of the material he was given.
So everything Dwayne The Rock Johnson does.
He was great.
It's not the writing, it's the acting.
He was great in WWE.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But to hide that big ass forehead.
That was Fast and Furious, I think.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah.
I've never seen. That's another fucking.
I don't know. I fucking
seen.
Cannot stand Vin Diesel.
Van Diesel.
Van Diesel. Jean-Claude Van Damme. We already shit on Steven Seagal.
We fucking did. Steven Seagal is the bottom of the barrel of fucking actors. He's not even an actor. He's just fucked.
He is like the definition of money laundering.
Fuck yeah, he is.
He's like if a laundromat was a person.
Another one, Dwayne Johnson. He's the same goddamn person in every movie. That, and he has a fucking clause in his contract where he can't lose a fight.
I thought that was Steven Seagal.
No, that's.
Oh, they both have it then.
Oh, they both they must, because show me a movie where Dwayne Johnson loses a fight.
Well,
you fucking can't.
If you show me a movie with him in it, I wouldn't have fucking watched it. I don't
that's
get these
true.
Fucking the Fast and Furious. There's like fucking what, like
there's 7 of them?
27 of them.
There's something. Like I don't get people who are so into cars like that.
It's not that. They're just fucking dumb movies. It's like those Transformer movies. It's a big
it's
fucking it's a big
Bay
advertisement.
Bullshit.
It's like, listen, I would have had better fucking use of my time instead of watching a 2.5 fucking hour commercial for Nissan.
Mostly Dodge.
What
Dodge
a fucking
sucks.
Dodge or Ford.
Real fuck. Well, if you want a real fucking truck, fucking. I was gonna say Ford, but
I don't need a fucking truck because I'm not gonna use these people get these fucking trucks and then they don't use them for anything. So
but
you're
see,
just wasting
the
gas.
The new trucks fucking look like shit and they perform like shit.
You're better off getting an SUV at that point.
Yeah. It's the same fucking thing, pretty much. Get a fucking... If you're going to get a goddamn truck, get an old square body. Those motherfuckers... Or Ford Ranger. Those motherfuckers will outlast humanity. They're fucking beautiful trucks.
And they can turn into fucking Transformers, too.
I don't have a joke for that.
That's fine. Anyways, we were going to talk about something else. We were going to talk about the fucking nobody wearing their poppy.
Here comes the Don Cherry rant.
Oh, fuck yeah. So I walked into the fucking Tim's there to get my dad a coffee. And even the fucking old boys and the old broads weren't wearing them. And I thought that was strange. Because, of course, there's no one at fucking... No young folks wearing them.
No.
There's no fucking anyone wearing them.
No, we have our fucking poppies. Donate to the vets. They are the people who keep you fucking safe, and they are the people.
Yeah, where are you going to drink if the Legion didn't exist?
And
don't, well, Sportsman's, but that's basically a fucking Legion.
Yeah, pretty. Don't call Sportsman's the Legion. Come on now.
Basically is cheap as fuck.
Cheap as fuck, but the atmosphere is better.
Oh well, yeah.
Everything's better.
It's an upgraded sport. Upgraded Legion is what Sportsman's
is. There
is
no upgraded Sportsman's. Sportsman's at the top of the mountain, and they're only halfway
is.
There.
Sports Page wishes they were Sportsman's.
They fucking do. Sports Page Club, more like Sportsman's Club, ladies and gentlemen.
Good one.
But I already forget what we were talking about. That fucking joint.
Fucking poppies.
Oh, yeah, the poppies. Yeah, so, yeah. You people who don't wear your poppies, you come in, you get your milk and honey from the Canadians, blah, blah, blah. They shouldn't have fired Don Cherry over it, and he was right. Wear your fucking poppies.
Right. Nobody
and support
wears
your goddamn vets.
Fucking... I don't know why you wouldn't, though. I don't know why you wouldn't wear them. Like, I just...
Because they're not being pushed. The narrative isn't being pushed anymore.
What has changed?
I don't know. The times have changed.
Like, if it was a fucking poppy covered in sprinkles.
In the last 10 years, society has shifted immensely. And the old-fashioned values that people had, especially Canadians, they don't matter anymore. And it's a fucking shame.
You want to name a few?
Do I want to name a few? Wearing your poppy on Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
Fucking.
How about holding the fucking door open for people?
That
I don't understand why fucking no one does it.
That is a fucking big one. Because, if I see somebody coming down the parking lot, they might take 10 seconds to get to the door. I'll fucking still hold it for them.
Yeah. But most people fucking wouldn't. Most people barely hold the door open for themselves.
Yeah.
It's like they're it's like they're in a fucking cramped parking lot. And they're trying to get out of their fucking little beat up fucking shit box. They hold open the door and then they squeeze their fat ass through and they push the door closed. Like, you see there's like two people behind you, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't fucking squeeze through that shit. Are you kidding me? I bust that fucking door open.
Jaws of lifestyle. Firefighters need to use you to get the car doors open. It's your wrecking ball.
Use my fucking feet.
Use your forehead.
That's you, buddy.
We're not
it's
getting
you.
Into that. Oh, my forehead's so big you could land a plane on that motherfucker.
You could land a jumbo jet on that.
Jesus. But no, the values of people today are gone. And it sucks. Because values mean common courtesy. And common courtesy is what keeps the spirit of humanity alive. If you do good for somebody, you'll feel good about yourself most of the time.
These fucking people didn't grow up watching Terry fucking Kelly, a Canadian legend and hero.
A Canadian legend. Fucking pittance of time.
The white Stevie Wonder. Great.
Great.
Guy didn't know where he was at all times, but he made a great fucking song.
Fuck.
And then he dipped.
Did he ever?
And they just fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah. But it's a god. Is that in the Trues, Highway of Heroes?
Highway
you gotta
of
have
fucking
those
heroes.
Paired. Because for 6 straight years in elementary school, we watched Pittance of Time and Highway of Heroes by the Trues. And that.
Fucking right.
That is fucking Canadian culture.
That is Canadian culture Remembrance Day, buddy.
Fuck yeah, it is.
I will say.
Well, what do they have down the states? Veterans Day?
Probably.
Something stupid.
But they don't wear a fucking poppy, I don't think.
Fuck them.
But, I wouldn't. We talked about a few fucking Canadian icons. I think we got to give a shout-out to Chris Hadfield. I don't think we mentioned
him.
Oh,
my God.
Because he, if we're talking about Canadian songs, of course, you got the Remembrance Day songs. Then we got the fucking Space songs, which are awesome as fuck.
Fucking Space Odyssey recorded in space. Now, this is where I'm going to get a little autistic here. I own the sessions from A Tin Can fucking album that Chris Hadfield did on vinyl. It was one of the best fucking things I picked up at Most Wanted, and it's a such an amazing album.
I agree, yeah.
It's fucking
sure.
Great.
Fucking, see, I forgot the fucking name, but I was like, holy shit. I remember, like, the fucking nostalgia hit me when you showed it to me. It's fucking,
oh yeah,
is someone singing? Fucking,
oh,
with
the ISS, is somebody singing that?
Bare Naked Ladies and fucking.
That was Music Monday pick in 2014, I want
to
say.
They used to play that song all the time though in fucking band class.
Oh, I still
which
do.
We did fuck all.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember from band class, we hitting those fucking stupid boomsticks.
Boomwhackers.
Yeah, boomwhackers. Jesus,
yeah.
Murphy. Hitting the boomwhacker, sitting on those shitty plastic fucking chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
that
God.
Was the
or
shit.
I remember fucking, I think it was like a ball or like a hacky sack we had, and go, my name's Abigail, and I like apples.
Oh,
my name's
God.
Brain, and I like basketballs.
I fucking forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, we did that shit all the time.
Holy fuck. No, that's one thing. Nostalgia is a very powerful drug.
Oh, it is. It's very, usually fucks with the brand, though. Because a lot of the shit, you idolize it, but it was fucking terrible.
Oh, I think it was the opposite. It really wasn't that bad, but we all thought at the time, like, this is
okay,
bullshit.
That's true.
The
well,
worst thing that we ever said in our childhood was, I cannot wait to grow up.
Oh, I know, because we got so much more to do. We can do all everything when we're fucking.
Oh, my God. Now we
got to
pay
21.
Taxes. Fuck
that. Oh, yeah, fuck. That's why I'm moving to Cayman Islands. I cannot fucking stand it. What are my taxes even going to? I'd like to fucking know that.
Yeah, I think we mentioned this the last episode.
Government works half my fucking. That works half my paycheck, and then I don't even know where it goes.
Quarter, actually. Just a quarter.
Well, it depends on how much you make.
Yeah, that's true. The illusion here is, oh, if you make more, you'll be way better off. No, if you make more, you'll be taxed more. Therefore, the more you make, the less you make.
You're better off making fucking nil.
You're right.
Because then you just get a gain. You don't get any fucking loss at all.
No.
Except for dignity.
I don't have much of that left. So
that's why you should go on welfare. You don't need a dignity.
Jesus Christ. but no, yeah. Chris Hadfield. What a fucking
wow,
icon.
What a segue.
What an icon.
Yeah, Chris Hadfield and welfare. My fucking childhood, boys.
Jesus.
That and fucking, we didn't mention this yet, but we were talking about food, fucking peanut butter roll-ups.
See, I did the peanut butter sandwiches, because I could afford 2 pieces of bread.
Well, we had 2 pieces, but like, sometimes the roll-up is all you need. And
yeah.
Sometimes you just want to eat the plastic pickle out of the fucking jar.
We already
and not
mentioned this.
Pick
too.
It out with a fucking fork.
My big fat fucking sausage fingers are going to get stuck in that jar when I'm drunk.
Yeah, you drink the fucking juice.
I'm not that greasy.
You try to fucking distill it and make it into liquor.
I'm pretty sure you probably could.
You can make anything
there's
out of fucking liquor.
There's got to be a pickle liquor.
You can make
there.
Fucking toilet paper out of liquor. I mean, liquor out of toilet paper.
Nice. Oh, yeah, you can make anything out of fucking. God damn it, I did the same thing. You can make liquor out of anything.
Fucking, let's make it out of fucking tomatoes.
Well, there's this guy on the internet I saw. He's making fucking wine out of Mountain Dew. He's making wine
oh, yeah.
out of Prime. You seen that
see,
thing?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It fucking, he made one out of Dr. Pepper. I bet that'd be fucking good.
Oh my fucking God, I'd muck that all goddamn day long. Are you kidding
and
me?
You get hallucinations.
Fucking A, right? I would. Only
if you'd record a podcast alone, though.
Hey, man. It's only a problem when the voices in my head start talking back.
Only
it's when they start giving me an answer.
Only problem when the bong is empty and the liquor's empty.
That is a big fucking problem. That's the point where I'm clean and sober. Just showered and heading to the liquor store.
Heading to the fucking liquor store, then heading to the weed store.
Oh, yeah. No, I buy my weed online, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Only
nowadays?
Nowadays, yeah. I smoke that trim.
Oh, yeah.
See, I like it better because A, it's cheaper, and B, you're getting just as baked. And you get a little bit concentrated in with that motherfucker. That shit'll fuck you up.
Oh, man.
I love it. See, that's the difference between you and I. You've actually greened out. I've been on that bridge halfway across, and if I take any other step, I would green out. But I've never actually greened out, despite me smoking probably 100 times more than you.
It's going to happen eventually.
Eventually, but not tonight.
Well, we'll see. You may get, like, really emotional because of those veterans. You may green out. Who knows?
Well, yeah, but I'm going to get real emotional. I'm just going to start yelling into the mic.
They
fucking
died. These veterans died for me to have a heart attack.
Well, these veterans died for me to pay 25% of my paycheck in tax. Which is a fucking joke.
Exactly.
These guys should have
died
for something better.
if these fucking veterans are alive, like, go back, get a fucking time machine and pull up, like, oh, yeah, this fucking cord of fucking shine cost me $50.
They'd fucking drop dead.
They go, listen, boys, I think we're in the wrong war here. Yeah. We should be fighting fucking liquor PEI.
Fuck you. Fight the LC. Lower the liquor prices. Axe the tax.
We're going to see sandbags around fucking liquor PEI now.
Oh, my God. The workers are going to be in fucking camo. Have an M16 strapped to them. Would that be...
Well, they already are, because every time you go there, there's fucking no one working there. There's, like, one cash open.
See, that's the... I don't get that. Like, when I fucking go there, every cash is open, but there's nobody in the place. But when everybody in that fucking store, there's only one cash open.
I know.
I don't get that.
I think it's because they're hiding in the back fucking... doing dances.
Fucking the dog.
Yeah, I don't get it. But I mean, you know, if you can, fucking take advantage of it.
Fuck yeah. They got benefits. We're not advocating working for the government here, but they pay.
Working for the government is like, it's like not cool anymore.
No. No, like back 20 years ago, if somebody said, I say this like I was fucking conscious. Back 20 years ago, you say, oh, I work for the government. You could tell that guy was a high-paying, fucking very patriotic man. You know, he'd be a real fucking nice guy. Nowadays, I work for the government. You want to kick them in the face.
Working for the government's like you're working for the city, but you're getting paid a bit better.
Yeah, useless.
Yeah.
You're like the fucking dicks holding the signs.
You got. They're paying one guy to hold the fridge open because it's broken. The door keeps swinging open.
They pay another guy to keep fucking shoveling ice into it.
They pay another guy to just watch him hold the door.
It's fucking stupid. Government jobs nowadays are a joke.
Well, yeah, you got to have a HR for the HR.
Yeah, like, it's fucking stupid. Like, same with, oh, yeah, I work for CBC. Fuck you.
Government fucking funded shit.
Any government-funded media is biased. You cannot tell me otherwise. But
every media.
I was just going to say, every media outlet is biased to some degree.
This is why, I mean, I don't fucking like CNN or Fox News or any of them. Because they're all fucking too far on each side.
Exactly.
Like, why can't you just be fucking...
There is no centralist media.
You don't... Just report the fucking facts. I don't care what your opinion is. I don't fucking... I'm not paying a bunch of money for cable to hear your opinion.
No. No.
I want to know, did this fucking thing happen or not?
That's all the fucking big news is just opinions.
Yeah. Speaking of the news, you want to know a big fucking thing here?
Why?
We have a small population, but fuck, we have a high unemployment rate.
Fuck, do we ever.
Jesus. I heard it was on the radio. It just went up to 10%.
Fuck off.
10 fucking percent.
That's like 10,000 people. Or like 16,000
people. Fuck, that's a lot more than that. There's over 150,000 on this island.
Yeah.
That's more than 10%.
Well, temp.
That's more than that's more than 1,000.
Well, that's what I'm saying. 16,000 people.
Well, yeah, they were saying how on the radio
66,000 people on the island.
They were saying on the radio how I guess there was a lot of jobs that stopped probably because of seasonal work, and because of the amount. Well, yeah,
we'll get into that in a minute.
But because of the amount of people that are new here, all the immigrants.
Yeah.
Because of all that. Yeah, it went up to 10 fucking percent, which is crazy.
It is crazy. Like, I know guys that have left my job, and they're still looking for
And they're
job.
A lot happier.
Fuck are they ever. But, like, this is like a year ago, night. And they're still searching. Like, they're applying, and they say, yeah, we'll give you an interview, but they never fucking give it to them.
Yeah, that's what my dad always said. You know, my dad always said, go out there and fucking actually, like, give them your resume in person. They don't want that.
No,
they
rather you
fucking
apply
don't
online.
Want that. Like, I remember, speaking of that, I remember when I was like 16, I forgot about this, and I just remembered not that long ago. It was like my very first job, and I was gonna fucking, I was applying everywhere, and I got an email from Walmart.
Oh, God.
And they were like, yeah, you can come in. So we did this interview thing, and it was like these fucking stupid little, like, cards. Like these paper fucking cards,
oh, yeah.
Where it was like, if Jose is stealing from the meat section and you see him stuff a full turkey in his pants, what should you do? And it was like, call the fire department, piss your pants, suck your thumb, or call the cops. And they got us all in pairs, like, not in pairs, but they got us all in groups, and they're like, well, you guys got to figure it out. And we all looked at each other like, one of the guys there, he must have been autistic, and it wasn't me, believe it or not. And he was like, I think it should be this one. And we all just look at like, yeah, no shit, man. Like, we're all here, we're all fucking, like, Well, I was like 16. It was like we were all fucking like stoned or drunk. We're just trying to get a job to fucking fund those habits. Like,
fuck yeah.
Come on, man. Like, it's not that deep. And he's like, well, I think you should call the cops because if the guy's stealing meat, you know, it's illegal and it's good. We're all looking at him like, holy fuck, who's got some Legos? Like, we got to get out of here. Like, we can't do this.
Walmart is a shit corporation, though.
So I did all that and I didn't get the fucking job. I don't know how they figured out I was qualified for that, because I don't know how they could find anyone fucking qualified. Pretty much, right? As long as I have two fucking working feet.
Corporations and retail, if you can breathe, you're qualified for that job. Some people are fucking stupid.
But I don't understand. A fucking fungus that grows legs can work.
Oh,
but apparently
yeah.
They won't hire me.
Oh, yeah. But see, the thing is, like, employees are fucking, like, they're dumb. But customers are worse.
Well, yeah.
Like, you have not seen the stupidity of humanity until you've dealt with customers in retail.
But I will say, so I was in Quizmos earlier, and the two people working there, one fucking, like, making the sandwich, the other one putting the toppings on, very nice.
Oh, fuck.
And yeah. I was very nice to them, too. And I was thinking, well, fuck, I'm an asshole. But you don't want to be, like, I don't understand. You wouldn't want to be rude to the people who are making your food. Like,
oh,
any
no.
of that shit. Like, why would I want to do that? They're going to fucking spit in it. They're going to fucking
That's another
take
value.
Their dookie in it.
That's another Canadian value. Be respectful to your fucking servers.
It used to be.
Well, yeah, I know. Not it
anymore.
Used to be.
I want a fucking triple single. You know, if you make it a fucking round, I'm going to shove it up your arse. All
oh
right,
yeah.
then.
Like, Tim's customers are the worst. They're fucking bad. I've heard some horror stories from people.
Oh, I know. But, like, you ever, I've had this happen where, like, I go to a fucking place and I'm a nice customer and I get treated like a fucking moron. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, if you're working in customer service, you have to at least pretend to be. I'm not saying you have to be a nice person, but you got to pretend to be nice.
Yeah.
I've run into some people where they're fucking rude. Like, I go up there and, for example, like, I was picking something up at this place and fucking,
yeah.
I went there and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm picking up something under the name Keith. And she just fucking stares at me. She goes, yeah, I need your last name to actually figure out what I'm looking for. And I go, holy fuck, okay. What fucking crawled up your ass today, honey? And I was like, oh, you know, fucking, okay, yes. So then I tell her and she looks for it. She's like, ah. That's all I hear when she's looking for it. I'm like, if you fucking hate your life that much, like, you listen, there's many other fucking jobs you could take.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like, I'm like, believe me, I could be a dick to you, but I'm not being a dick. I'd be like, listen, sugar tits. My time is so valuable. Listen, my fucking Ferrari is overheating in the parking lot, okay? And my fucking 18-year-old hooker that I bought, she's getting impatient, so please hurry up. I'm not going to fucking do that, especially because I'm not tipping you. So I got to at least be nice. Because I haven't got enough money for that.
What's up with these fucking dicks at Starbucks wanting you to tip them for a fucking shit coffee?
You're doing your job as far as I'm fucking concerned.
If I sat down to pay for my meal and eat the fucking meal, I will tip my server. If I stand up at a counter to order a coffee, you ain't getting shit unless I got change in my pocket. Then you might get a quarter.
I'll do it so they don't fucking spit my food. But, like, if it's Starbucks, what do I give a fuck?
Now, see, I don't believe in tipping culture. I believe that they should pay their workers a livable fucking wage.
Exactly.
But if you do outstanding fucking service and you are actually, like, I know no server is happy with what they do, but if you can get the gumption to fucking put on a smile and fucking, like, interact with your fucking customers, then you will get a tip.
If you're really good at pretending to be nice,
fuck yeah.
That's a big thing.
Fuck yeah.
Because I know all those fucking people. They're going home just, like, letting the mask slip and going, fuck, I hate people. Fuck, I hate it. Fuck, I hate this. Fuck, I hate that.
People fucking suck.
They do.
People fucking suck.
Some more than others.
Definitely some more than others. But, like I said, the general public fucking sucks.
Everyone treats, well, you're either treated like an idiot or they are a fucking idiot. So, it's one of the two. You're either dealing with an idiot or you're dealing with an asshole.
Or both, which is worse.
Those
are the ones that, usually can I get your manager? Can I get your manager to ask them something fucking dumb?
They go to fucking Walmart. I'm trying to pick something up. Well, ma'am, I see your order number. It's from fucking IKEA. I don't know what you're doing here at Walmart.
Well, listen, I was looking for a coffee table, you know, because I fucking banged my knee on it. I'm looking for a new one.
Those fucking, those Acorn fucking, Stairless.
Oh, my God.
I want to get one of those.
I'd fucking get one of those. You kidding me?
But it'd be like, I'd get one to my room and it'd be like, it'd basically be a floating butler. Like, you'd bring me drinks and shit. You'd beer incoming.
God, I need a button that says that. Beer incoming. And then just beer.
You need a button like you need a fucking hole in the head. I don't need to hear that shit over and over again.
Yeah, that would get pretty annoying.
Yeah, wouldn't it? I mean, you do that enough.
Well, I speak and it's annoying.
They fucking bring you a drink, you start clapping.
Oh, God. You're not wrong. I start doing a happy dance.
You turn into a cymbal monkey. You start smiling. You start pointing at the drink. You're clapping. You're patting me on the shoulder like,
oh my
God. Do you see what he just did?
Another thing, too, is when I'm out at the bars or something like that, like, it's almost guaranteed I'll fucking spill a drink. But listen, I only spill a drink when I'm fucking sober. When I'm drunk, I don't spill
really?
Drinks.
It's a retard's drink. That's what it is. No, but like,
yeah.
I spill a drink into my fucking gullet.
Well, I do that.
It's a big fucking gullet to spill into.
Is it ever?
Like, spilling into a black hole.
Jesus.
But I don't know. I usually don't. It's either 0 or 100. If I'm spilling a drink, I'm spilling all of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
But like, I'm also like not a fucking idiot. Where like we were at the bar that one time where fucking you went up and you hit your beer on top of buddy's beer there and he fucking dropped
oh
it.
Oh my God!
And it shattered into 1,000 pieces.
It was fucking
yeah,
funny
but you're
though.
Dumb. Like, you, especially these days, you should know to hold on to your drink.
Oh yeah.
Keep it fucking secure.
Oh yeah. It's like shaking a hand. You don't want a weak grip.
They fucking. Yeah, I mean. I don't know where to go over that. A weak grip. You don't want that.
You don't. That's there's some kind of.
You want that death
there.
Grip, like you're fucking choking the chicken.
Yeah.
You want
there
that
it
death
is.
Grip. Yeah.
I was waiting. It was either gonna be me or it was probably gonna be you to say it, and you did. So.
What death grip or choking the chicken?
A choking the chicken joke. Jack.
Polishing the bird.
Polishing the bird.
Milking the snake. Oh yeah.
Milking the snake. Jacking the beanstalk. Answering the bone phone.
Well,
that's enough jerk off jokes for one.
Jerking
night.
The gherkin.
Jerking the yeah, okay, that's enough. The last one. I don't know. I was trying to think of another one to keep that bit going, but it's just not happening.
Spit in the urn.
Spit in the urn. Fucking a cup of water. Oh, I fucked it
yeah.
up. Fucking a cup of water.
Well, fucking a cup of water, it's just like
hot dog down the hallway.
It's a little different. Yeah, hot dog and a hamburger bun. Oh, you
one.
Don't want that. Oh,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, there goes the phone on the concrete
there
floor.
There goes the cellular device.
Is it cracked?
We're all good.
Damn, I had money on that.
We're all golden. Well, but I'll take that money now. Thank you.
But as you may notice, ladies and gentlemen, we have some new tech. You can tell the audio's better. And I know
tech
they're
bros.
Never going to fucking see it, but shout out to Shure Microphones. These guys are great.
If we could get sponsored, that'd be great. I would.
Get sponsored. Bought it Long and McQuaid.
I'd love
the service
that.
Is fucking beautiful. The
it
fucking
is.
Equipment's beautiful.
The three times you go
and
in
I'm
there
beautiful.
In 10 years.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, speaking of new tech, I gotta mention fucking Drunkle's Den got a new tree.
So Drunkle's Den had
for Christmas
a Christmas tree up for the past 2 years. This year I decided to take it down, throw it up in the rafters. I'm not getting that back down because it took me an hour to get it up there. But I did buy myself a new tree. A little Charlie Brown tree from the Charlottetown Home Depot.
It's a fucking beautiful
it
thing.
It is a beauty tree. It's like three twigs on a shitty
two
stand.
Pieces of plywood with a pine needle sticking out of it.
Yeah, that would have been better. It would have been cheap.
With a sound box attached to it.
Hell yeah, it plays Peanuts theme. Lives
yep.
and Lucy.
Except it sounds like it's on a fucking NES.
No, it sounds like it's on life support.
Sounds like it's coming through a fucking Nokia. Sounds like it's coming through a pacemaker.
Oh, my God. But, no, yeah. Going big now as an adult, it's fun, but it sucks to
going
take down.
Big? What the fuck are you talking about?
Like going big, like for Christmas. Like if you're decorating for Christmas and you go big, like you have every fucking surface of your house.
Because we're not rich.
Like, well, yeah, but like.
Because I don't have a million clams in the bank.
That's true. But I mean, if you did that, it sucks taking it down. That's why I like my little Charlie Brown.
Sucks
tree.
Putting it up too. Putting all those lights on the fucking roof.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
See,
you
that's.
Know they pay people to do that now?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Well, no, I've seen a fucking advertisement.
They pay people to rake their fucking leaves. Like, you can't be more lazy.
Yeah, but I did that when I was doing
landscaping. I will say one thing, though. Fucking. One thing that I always wished that I had for Christmas was fucking the the Grinch movie where it was the fucking. It was the gun that shut out the lights. You know,
oh,
the neighbor
fuck
had.
Fuck yeah.
So you didn't have to put it up. You just do. And all the fucking lights around the house. Well, that would have been fucking legendary.
Well, speaking of Christmas, it's just around the corner, and I think we should mention one of the very niche nostalgias that we were talking about earlier, the Sears Wish Book.
Oh, man.
I can remember getting it in the mail, and just the smell of it.
I was not old enough.
Like gifts I was never going to get.
I was not old enough to not, but they had the fucking, I heard, this is a thing a lot of people say, they had the fucking, they would have the swimwear. And they would jerk off of that shit?
Excuse me? That's great.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Fucking, listen, before the fucking internet, that's what people were doing. But what I remember from the fucking Sears catalog was, we talked about this before, yeah, we're fucking, you'd circle all the shit you wanted, but you could never get. See that?
Sorry, Santa doesn't have the budget
for
that.
The opposite of that was, well, it's pretty similar, but the opposite of that was me, was us at the Scholastic Book Fair, which is another thing. We had that at school, where basically, listen, I would love to get
book.
To get into that business because I'm fucking scamming kids who know no. I'm basically scamming parents.
Fuck
because
yeah.
Because they'd charge $20 for a book, which actually was cheap at the time. But still, $20 for a book. And the only reason I bought it is to get the fucking Lego piece.
Oh, my God.
I still have a Harry Potter book, a Lego Harry Potter book. And the only fucking reason I bought it is because in the corner, they had a fucking little Harry Potter dick figurine going on.
Oh,
there.
Fuck yeah.
And I bought it just for that. I still haven't read the book to this day.
See, in elementary school, we used to trade that shit. Like, we
yeah.
used to trade Lego dudes.
Or you had the fucking, the stupid things you put on the end of the erasers.
Oh, my God. Those stupid fucking, like, the gimmick erasers.
Oh, yeah.
That you'd pay fucking $8 for.
Or, like, the fucking silly straws that were actually pencils. Like, they were all bent to shit.
Those were cool.
They
those
didn't
were
work.
Cool as shit.
They were made out of rubber.
Who cares? They were still cool.
You couldn't write with them. Not that you would write. Not that people would write anything with them.
No. And like I said, it's a gimmick. It's
cool. Yeah. Same with silly straw. Fuck silly straws.
What the fuck's a silly straw?
The same thing where they're fucking bendy. Like
oh,
the fucking bendy straws.
Oh, yes.
Where
like the
like,
fucking, like you see in the movies.
And they
all
make
that
the
shit.
Fucking Fibonacci sequence
yeah.
out of a straw.
Yeah.
Like, it just sucks. Most of them don't work. It's meant for like a decorate. It's meant for like China. You just put that shit up and go, yeah, I got this in 1882 back when Abe Lincoln was shot. And it's like, okay, it doesn't fucking work. It's dustier than your vag. Like,
okay.
I don't know what
Jesus
to tell you.
Jesus Christ. Fucking, yeah, no, but the nostalgic gimmicks, those are the good shit. Like something niche, like the fucking, like the silly straws or the fucking, like the gimmick erasers you'd get. That's the shit I live for. I love seeing that shit. But kids nowadays won't experience that.
No, because they're smoking fucking joints at 8.
Right?
And they're doing lean at 9.
Well, that's how it should be.
No, I'm not doing lean.
No,
I fucking,
lean is fucked.
I'm a sleepy bastard already. I don't need to be more sleepy.
Sleepy Joe.
If I fucking took Xanax, I just fall asleep.
Oh, is that the shit that calms you down?
Well, it's like fucking anxiety, depression medication.
Well, what's the shit that brings you, is that Adderall or something?
What?
The shit that fucking, like, brings you out of the depression?
Like the amphetamines.
Sure.
Well, no, that doesn't bring you out of depression. It's just like fucking, it's like it's an amphetamine. So it like keeps you up. You forget to fucking, you piss yourself.
Yeah.
You forget to eat. Like, you're just wired. Completely fucking wired.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. And fucking like Prozac and all that shit. Like, that's the opposite. Where it like, wait, it's the same thing as like liquor. It fucking, well, not even. It would be like if you like were blackout drunk. Like,
it's
you just pass out. Yeah. You black out and you don't know what happened.
I couldn't live like that.
I do Advil. Aspirin.
Hell yeah. Every now and then you chew a baby aspirin.
Man.
I think you're having a heart attack.
oh man, I got fucked up last night. I drank a whole fucking liter of Metamucil. Holy fuck.
That is us nowadays. We are old fucks.
My toilet looked like a Grateful Dead concert. A bunch of fucking swirls and patterns.
Like, we are old fucks now. Like, it's now. Sad. Like, back in the day, like, 16 years old when we started drinking, like, we could polish off a fucking quart ourselves. Now I can barely have 3 beer and get hungry.
Well, when we started drinking, we could fucking, we could share a pint. And now it's like, okay, a fucking pint is the fucking, that's the pregame.
It'll last us a month.
That's a pregame.
Pregame, I couldn't fucking do a pint now. But
well,
if
you
told
know,
me we're smoking 4 joints for the bars, I go, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's the difference, I guess.
It's sad how you were the pot smoker and I was the drinker and it fucking switched.
I mean, I'll fucking do anything that's on the table.
Oh, I know.
Unless it's fucking old and saggy, in which case maybe not.
Nice. Anyway, enough about your mother.
Like a prune. Like if it, yeah, if a prune was sitting on the table, I probably wouldn't do it.
Where is this going?
Well, you were talking about drugs.
Anyway, to this next segue.
Okay, then. No dead air, folks. No dead air.
I'll
start screaming if that happens. Make sure there's no dead air.
So recently, I fucking tried out the new Call of Duty Black Ops 6.
Oh, you're fucking, you're a nerd.
Hey, I got it for free. I don't give a shit. It's not bad, but it does not beat COD Black Ops 2. Nothing
it's
will.
The best one, really.
It is the best one. But going on to the topic of the best video games of all time, what would you say is your favorite? Favorite franchise?
Probably the one where you, you walk around and you shoot people.
Great.
I think that's called George Bush Simulator.
No, that's called Dick Cheney Simulator.
Oh, no, that's if I was in the woods.
Yeah.
That's the,
yeah.
If there was a, if there was like different levels and I was in the forest, that would be the Dick Cheney simulator.
Jesus. But if you had to pick your favorite fucking video game, what would it be?
I don't fucking know, man. I have no idea.
Fair enough.
I can't pick one.
We all know mine's fucking Half-Life. Half-Life franchise? Oh, it's perfection.
Yeah, that's your fucking game, isn't it?
Oh, fuck yeah. Half-Life... Well, Half-Life 1 was good. Half-Life 2 is a lot better.
Yeah, it
was.
Fucking the orange box.
The orange box was the best value you could fucking get for games. You get Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, and Half-Life 2 Episode 2,
and
Portal, and Team Fortress 2.
If that shit came out now, it would probably be the same price.
I
but
doubt
everything
it.
Else would be fucking... Well, okay,
no,
it'd still
be
cheap.
Like 110
no,
bucks.
I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because it was cheap when it came out. Like,
oh, you're talking about the same game?
Yeah, because,
okay.
Like, when it came out, it was, like, what, $20? Which
oh,
was
yeah.
Fucking nothing, especially because you're getting, like, 3-4 games for it. Whereas now, I feel like it would still be, like, 20, probably maybe 30 or 40 now.
Yeah.
But everything else is expensive. Like,
oh,
okay,
yeah.
What happened to the fucking value meal at McDonald's? Everything used to be fucking, like, a buck, and now it's like, oh, you want fries? Okay, you're not going to believe what it costs you.
$6.99.
Arm and a leg.
No, it's fucking dumb. There is no such thing as value anymore. It's
because you're getting
expensive.
Nothing for it.
No. No, we call what is that called? Shrinkflation. The prices
oh
go
yeah.
up and the portions go down.
You're also just getting shit.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, this fucking turd that's solidified on the sidewalk used to go for $5. Now it goes for $20.
And you're
it's the same fucking smelly turd. You're going to pay for it because you're
and
addicted.
The sad part is people do.
Well, yeah.
Because that's their only option.
Well, sometimes people buy shit just because it's fucking expensive.
That
and
not
too. Because it's good. Buy a fucking Hanes t-shirt. That shit will last you. Buy a fucking
fuck yeah.
$400 white t-shirt.
That
shit won't last you a wash.
I don't get that shit. I don't get how... I wear Supreme fucking blah, 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 Gucci, fuck you. That shit is not made to last. You fucking go... Like, you go to Walmart or something, buy yourself a fucking 8-pack of fucking Hanes white t-shirts, you will have them till you're fucking 60. Like
and that's why it's fucking good.
Oh, fuck.
I
yeah.
spill a fucking thing of syrup on it and it's still good.
And that's the thing with these, like, fucking sneakerheads. I don't get the point in collecting. when you're not even gonna wear the motherfuckers.
You mean the ones that just hang them up in their fucking wall, like
yes.
It's the kid's fucking drawing.
At least I have a fucking decent record collection, but I listen to it.
Exactly. Well, you're fucking half fucking deaf and half blind.
Sorry,
so
I couldn't.
I'm not sure
what
you're listening to at these days.
I'm experiencing. There's a difference.
You're feeling the vibe. You're holding on to it. Like,
I put my face in the speaker.
That felt louder. That must be the chorus.
Oh my god, it felt louder. I must be bathing in blue light.
It's like, oh no, I just knocked it over.
That was one hell of a bass drop that lasted fucking half a
like,
second.
Like, oh no, my speakers are exploding. That's what it is. There's smoke. Oh my god, this song. Jesus Christ, this song feels hot.
Fire.
Oh wait, that's the speaker blowing up. Okay.
Fuck. Yeah, no, fucking music, buddy. That's where it's at. If music did not exist, I would not exist. That is one of my favorite hobbies, is to listen to music.
And do fuck all else.
Hell yeah, you don't need to do anything else. Go for a walk, listen to music, do something.
Everything's just better with music.
Oh, fuck.
Go for a walk, listen to music.
Indeed.
Fucking make some food, listen to music. Getting yelled at by your bitch wife, listen to music. Getting divorced by your wife, listen to music. Your kids hate you, listen to music.
Keep drinking.
Your kids hate you, start drinking and listen to music.
There you go. And eventually you'll fucking fall into Alice in Chains.
Will you? Oh,
well,
yeah.
Divorced dad, drunk rock. Oh, yeah.
I feel like AC/DC's the fucking dad shit.
AC/DC can kiss my fat ass. I fucking hate AC/DC.
He would, too.
Probably. I hate AC/DC, because once you've heard one, you've heard them all.
I bet Angus Young has, like, 800 schoolboy outfits. You know, he just has, like, a long fucking closet.
Like
the never-ending closet. Yeah, and it's just the same outfit, repeated over and over and over again.
Probably.
And he's like, I wonder what I'll wear today.
AC/DC fucking sucks. It's overproduced fucking rock garbage.
One of my favorite quotes, though, I think it was his name, Brian Johnson, the singer?
Yeah.
It was either him or it was Angus Young. They were like, critics say we made the same album 12 times now. That's not right. We made the same album 13 times now. It's like,
hey,
fuck it. He understands it.
URI.
And, they're fucking loud. Like, my dad was telling me he went to a concert and just fucking blown the shit out of his eardrums. Like,
that's how you know a concert's good.
People, yeah, it's good. But people like that shit. I don't get these fucking people stand up to the speakers, though. And
oh,
they fucking,
dude,
they want to invest in the fucking music.
Like, it would melt my brain if you stood right next
to
the speakers.
The fucking sound waves would hit you in the brain.
Oh my god, man, you'd die of a fucking brain
around.
Hemorrhage.
I don't mind it when I'm listening to the Losers, though.
Oh, yeah, Absolute Losers. You gotta listen to them live. They're always good. And their albums.
Support your local musicians.
Support your local musicians. I couldn't say it better myself.
Guess what? You're never gonna see fucking Led Zeppelin. You're never gonna see the Beatles, so might as well see the bands that you can actually fucking see. Right? Because maybe, who knows, hopefully, these guys get big. And you might not never get to see them again.
Exactly.
So
they could
see them now.
Do a world tour and forget about them.
And also, even if they don't make it, God forbid, you're still supporting them, which is the most important thing. You're giving them fucking money to help produce more music, to help produce more merchandise, so they can sustain their career, which is the biggest thing. Because if no one went to these shows, I don't care how fucking good you are, you'd be done. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the best bands on planet Earth, they just never got a chance, they never got signed, so you never got to hear them.
It fucking sucks because all that lost music, and I'm sure there's a lot.
There's
of good
so
shit.
Much.
Like,
think about all the music made before the invention of recording that's been lost.
Yeah.
Like, sure, there's a lot of classic music that's been written down. What if something happens that fucking it gets lost? You know, you can't find the sheet
Look
music.
At the
you're
Alexandria
fucked.
Alexandria Library that burned down fucking 4,000 years ago.
Fuck
that
books.
They lost like hundreds of years. Of information.
It was dumb books.
Well, I mean, I can't read. I can barely read a pop-up book, so it's no use to me.
Yeah, you're fucking, you're putting your finger in the ink spots trying to fucking,
whoa,
this tastes like the letter I.
That's another good band is the Ink Spots.
Oh, it's great. And speaking of what, they have the same fucking song every time.
That is another
They have
one.
A tagline. It's like, they were the invention of the fucking, like the producer tag.
Oh yeah.
Was their fucking their dun 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 dun.
But every song sounds different.
It does.
It sounds the same, but it sounds different, and I love it.
And I love, my favorite part is when they fucking have that, it's basically like a narrator come in.
Yeah.
And they fucking, he fucking sings the same thing again.
I love you too much.
It's fucking great.
Oh,
and it goes back into that. He sounds like Tiny Tim. It's like a very fucking lanky ass motherfucker. He's got a high pitch fucking voice.
Didn't Tiny Tim die on stage?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure he had a heart attack on stage.
I don't care.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I think he is fucked. That's all I know.
Speaking of fucked, support your local.
He looks
musicians.
Like a Tim Burton character.
He
yes.
does. Yeah, support your local musicians. You'll not have a better time at a bar when you're listening to these
support
guys.
Your local sportsmen.
Support sportsmen.
Yeah,
support
which is your local sportsmen.
Yeah, no.
Don't
and
fucking tell me you're going to Summerside Dooley's. Do not say that to me, because I'm going to have to stop listening. Because I'm going to be too busy going to sportsmen and getting drunk and having a good-ass time. When you hit in the pokies, losing my money. And they
well,
go, well,
yeah.
I mean, I'll be here tomorrow anyways. So.
Yeah, if they closing, just sleep on the pool table. It's fine.
I can sleep in the alley, in the back.
I don't want to sleep in the piss, though.
Well, you sleep past the piss.
I think that's pretty much
there's a
possible.
Certified piss puddle, and then you
a
just sleep past it.
Certified piss puddle.
Or you sleep in that parking garage up there. I mean, they don't care.
No. I don't even think they have security in those.
If they fucking do, they're not doing much.
No,
they're fucking Mike Ehrmantraut. They're sitting in the booth.
Yeah, sitting in the booth. Give me your tickets, Walter. I want your tickets, Walter.
Useless.
Yeah. But, yeah, support your fucking local musicians. That's the third time I've said it, and that'll be the last time I say it.
Because it's fucking true.
It should have got through your fucking heads. Because
it's
now.
Fucking true. You're supposed to say it three times. You gotta say it three times,
it's
otherwise
like
it won't.
Drunkle
go.
Three times in the mirror in a pitch dark room. I'll show up behind you and steal your liquor.
Punch in the face, steal your liquor.
No, that's just me climbing through the window looking for booze.
Classic mugging. Classic drunkle mugging.
Yeah, fuck your money. I just want your booze.
Give me your liquor. I don't have any. You fucking. Oh, you fucking loser.
Oh.
You just walk away.
What do you mean you don't have any liquor? Loser.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Don't you hate your life?
Jesus. You haven't fucking. You haven't lived until you've gotten drunk outside of church.
I feel like the church is a place to congregate. That is like the
yeah,
OG,
drink.
The smoke spot too.
There's
is
a
the church parking lot. That's where
reason.
People. That's where people drink. That's where people smoke. That's where people fuck. That's where people get baptized. Although that might be getting. I don't know. They might be drowning in liquor, but who knows?
That's drunk
otherwise,
baptism. We fucking dunk you in a thing of Alberta Premium.
That's the Italian baptism.
Dunk them in wine.
They just shove you. They just fucking shove your face in wine and go, oh!
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're supposed to drink your way out. You're fucking bobbing for apples, but it's wine.
Okay, bobbing for grapes.
Bobbing for grapes. I think I see a cranberry in here.
Hey, the cranberry wine. Bob.
Oh,
Rosignol cranberry wine. That is the best.
What do you like? The leg of the wing, Henry. Here's a arm. Here's a leg. Here's a wing.
Here's a wing. Speaking of Goodfellas, I know you recently rewatched
it. I recently rewatched it. It's fucking amazing. One of the best movies ever made.
Oh, God, yes. It is. It's probably the best mob movie out there.
It's honestly, it's just one of the best movies. Like, The Godfather is obviously amazing.
Oh, fuck.
It's a classic, but this is like a more like gritty fucking realistic view.
And it's almost
which
a
is
comedy,
all I love.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at the start,
for sure.
It's almost a comedy.
Even the, like, all of it is pretty much, it's, like, got points of it. Because, like, you can see why someone would get into that shit.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't last. He's a fucking
nothing
rat. Lasts. Whole family's full of rats.
His whole family's full of rats. Full of rats. No, fucking.
You learn the two greatest things in life there. Never rat on your friends. And always keep your mouth shut. And those are rules you can apply to fucking anyone's life.
Rule.
What's that?
Have a plan to kill everyone you meet.
Here's another rule. Don't be fucking stupid. Because I don't want to listen to it.
Like I say, common sense is like
do me
if you need it, never fucking use
do
it.
Do me a fucking favor and learn something.
Yeah, do me a favor and learn some fucking common sense. Jesus. Common sense ain't too fucking common nowadays.
No, it's really not. It's more like rare sense.
Nice.
Real legendary good. Sense.
Insert laugh track here.
We need one. We need a fucking, like, a applause fucking sign here somewhere.
Oh, fuck yeah. Applause and on air.
What's the deal with, liquor? You drink it, but it just leaves you. It goes right through you. You piss it all out.
Could you stutter any more during that joke?
I didn't stutter.
What's the deal with,
I was playing a drunk pervert. What do you want?
A drunk pervert. Oh, so, Jerry Seinfeld.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck. Well,
great guy.
That time again, my friend.
Already.
The end of the episode. Great
Fair
thoughts.
Enough.
Remember, wear your poppies, motherfuckers.
Wear your poppy and fucking go to your farmer's market and fuck off.
Support local. That goes for local produce, local bands,
yep,
and your local sportsmen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Drunkle's Den. I have been your host, Drunkle Ross, with the lovely Chief Keefe. Thank you for listening.
See ya.